listen everybody to the words I have to say. Better get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, my name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back soon and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done. However, it is all about preparation. So first today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord at the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First today, under the sign category of movement towards a one world religion and a one world government, according to Breaking Israel News, Pope Francis topped off his 3-day visit to Thailand last Saturday with a meeting with Thailand's Supreme Buddhist Patriarch Somdet Phra Maha Moeni Wong at Bangkok's Ratcha Bophit Temple. The meeting took place in front of a 150-year-old gold statue of Buddha. The Pope followed Buddhist custom by removing his shoes. During the meeting, the Pope gave the Buddhist patriarch the Declaration on Human Brotherhood. Rabbi Asor said, "You assume that the Pope is Catholic, but he is certainly not acting like a Catholic. These alliances, his actions, are certainly not what a Catholic would do." Second today, under the sign category of increased hostility toward Israel, according to Israel National News, addressing delegates at the Standing Committee and Board of Patrons meeting in Geneva, Switzerland last week, Chief Rabbi Pinhas Goldschmidt, President of the Conference of European Rabbis, warned his European counterparts that everywhere in Europe, our religious practice is severely under threat. Chief Rabbi Goldschmidt said that the continued efforts made by several European nations to restrict our ability to observe important religious customs and traditions are increasingly worrying and problematic. As part of a wide-ranging discussion on the topic, the Standing Committee of the Conference of European Rabbis has appointed Rabbi Bruno Fijon as its representative for religious practice matters. He will be responsible for ensuring that the Jewish community's voice is slightly heard. He will be responsible for ensuring that the Jewish community's voice is rightly heard and that it is actively informing the discussion at every level so that steps can be taken to protect communities as much as possible by working with officials. Reflecting on the meetings in Geneva, Chief Rabbi Goldschmidt said, our discussions have focused on the importance of protecting Jewish life in Europe, something that is of the utmost importance within today's political and social climate. The future of the Jews in Europe is once again thrown into question. Many are experiencing huge anxiety about whether they are able to continue living on this continent. Third today, under the sign category of re-establishment of Israel, according to the Jerusalem Post, blue and white leader Benny Gantz is prepared to join Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in making compromises ahead of the December 11th deadline to form a government and prevent a third election in under a year. Netanyahu already compromised by dropping his insistence on serving as prime minister the first 2 years in a unity government to 1 year, and then relaying to Gantz that he would settle for less than 6 months without tricks and other shenanigans, or what he called sticks. Sources close to Gantz said he was willing to accept the offer and stand up to blue and white's second and third candidates, MK's Yair Lapid and Moshe Yaalon, who warn him that it is a trap. The sources said Gantz will tell them that they can sit out of the government while Netanyahu is prime minister and then join for his 2 years at the helm. A source close to Gantz said this can work without breaking up blue and white. Now it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the prophecies, the basics of prophecy. Allow me to repeat that. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled, Why Does Bible Prophecy Matter? Part 3, from Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now home with the Lord, and Dr. Ed Heinsohn, who is the president of Rawlings Theological Seminary, formerly Liberty Baptist Theological Seminary. The Essential Guide, this is their book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. They go on to share, prophecy is worthy of our attention, study, and devotion. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. This applies to our study of all scripture, but it is certainly relevant to our understanding of the Bible's many prophecies. Our goal must be to know what God has spoken so that we may live with hope, holiness, and a desire to help those who have yet to experience a relationship with the risen Jesus Christ. Jesus personally expected his followers to carefully study scripture in preparation for his return. In Matthew 24:42, he commanded his disciples, therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day our Lord will come. In contrast, Jesus condemned the religious leaders of his day because they did not recognize the signs of the times. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied, when evening comes, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning today, it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. Jesus expected the people during his first coming to recognize him and to eagerly anticipate his second coming. We are likewise called to both reflect on Christ's fulfillment of biblical prophecy and to look ahead at his future prophecies. Biblical prophecies and their literal fulfillment fascinate our curiosity and challenge our minds, but they are ultimately intended to bring us to a personal point of decision and faith in Jesus Christ so that we can be saved from the wrath to come. If the Bible predicted these things would happen, and they actually did happen, then we must take Jesus' claims about himself seriously. If he alone fulfilled these prophecies, then he alone is the Savior, the Son of God, the King of kings, and Lord of lords. And if he is, then he deserves our faith, our lives, and our complete dedication and devotion. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next podcast. Dear friends, in closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journeys through the book, Coming Events and Present Duties, by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Beloved, this section is titled, What Time Is It? Part 19. J.C. Ryle goes on to say, yet a little while and believers shall no more feel that they are alone. They shall no longer be scattered over the earth, a few in one place and a few in another. They shall no longer lament that they see so few to speak to, as a man speaketh with his friend, so few who are of one mind and travel with them in the one narrow way. They shall be united to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. They shall join the blessed company of all the believers of every name and people and tongue. Their eyes shall at length be satisfied with seeing. They shall see a multitude of saints that none can number, and not one wicked person among them. Yet a little while, and working believers shall find that their labor was not in vain. The ministers who have preached and seemed to reap no fruit, the missionaries who testified of the gospel and none seemed to believe, the teachers who poured into children's minds line upon line, here a little, there a little, and none seemed to attend, all shall discover that they have not spent their strength for naught. They shall find that the seed sown can spring up after many days, and that sooner or later, in all labor, there is profit. My beloved, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, thank you for coming the first time to die for our sins as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. You allowed yourself to be buried after suffering and after bleeding and dying. And then you rose on the third day by the power of God for our salvation. Lord, what a gift. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for what you've done since then. And thank you, Lord, for coming again in the future. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Help us to be ready, ready, ready. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.